Farmers gained ground in a stray voltage suit decided in their favor this summer by the state Supreme Court. But those cases are time-consuming and expensive. That's why some, like Representative Barb Gronemus, want to change the law.
I am not anti-utilities, but I am anti-dirty power that affects the future of dairy and poultry farmers in my assembly district and the health of residents in our state.
The bill by the Whitehall Democrat would allow farmers and homeowners to sue for triple damages if utilities didn't fix objectionable current within 30 days. Utilities say they aren't responsible for all ground current, and Bill Skews of the Wisconsin Utility Association claims they can eliminate what they are causing safely or cheaply.
The author has drafted a bill with which it is impossible to comply under the laws of physics.
Utility executives generally dismissed anecdotes from people who pinned their or their animals' ailments on electrical pollution. This prompted one lawmaker to ask if a room full of people could just be imagining the same problems. Marilyn Wilson told lawmakers at a hearing how she was losing her hair, her memory, and her energy before getting it all back by fixing electrical pollution.
I would take a shower and I have to literally go lay down for 2 hours. I would try to carry a laundry basket and I would have to lay down for 4 days.
Others told of reduced poultry production and sick cows, which gave less milk. There have been numerous studies worldwide on electrical pollution, but they're inconclusive. And it's not known how extensive the problem is. UW-Madison Engineering Professor Doug Reinemann.
Less than 2% of farmers in Wisconsin and Minnesota had unresolved animal health and production issues that they believed were related to electrical exposure. So the vast majority of farmers did not consider this low-level electrical exposure a problem.
Supporters of the bill say the number of lawsuits by farmers and complaints by homeowners indicates there is a big problem with electrical pollution. The Public Service Commission has not taken a stand on the pending legislation. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.